Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Davidson, the smartest of them all, was the first team out from North Carolina. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Our old buddy D.G. Martin must be in a funk today because his beloved Davidson Wildcats played the perfect game against Marquette Thursday for about 39 minutes and 54 seconds. That's how close 14 seed Davidson came to knocking off 3 seed Marquette and perhaps starting another magical run like it had in 2008, advancing to the Elite Eight before losing on the last possession to eventual national champion Kansas. And the Wildcats blew the game in a most un-Davidson-like manner when one ill-advised pass created the turnover that beat them. Before then, they had played almost flawlessly, running their motion offense for most of the shot clock before getting a great look or making Marquette foul them. The free throw line is where Davidson wins most games, leading the country at 80% as a team. Not even when Marquette, an average outside shooting team, narrowed the deficit to 1 point with 3 straight bombs, was Davidson in trouble. Not really. Just get the ball inbounds and go to the foul line to close out the game. But from a double team in the backcourt, one pass along the sideline sailed a foot too far, and Marquette had one last chance with 5 seconds to play, down 58-57. That's where Davidson made its second mistake, this one fatal, when it did not switch quick enough, leaving a smaller Marquette player to turn the corner and drive past a bigger defender for the winning layup and the most improbable win, becoming the first of 5 North Carolina teams to exit the big dance. Obviously, North Carolina A&T, which posted its first NCAA tournament win ever over the Liberty Flames Tuesday night, went down to top-seeded and President Obama's pick to win it all, Louisville, later in the day. Now we have 3 teams left, all playing today, Duke at noon against Albany, followed by NC State versus Gritty Temple, and then the Tar Heels taking on big, tough Villanova tonight. Duke surely will avoid losing to a 15 seed for the second straight year, but State and Carolina both have to not only play well, but smart basketball to beat their Eastern opponents, like Davidson almost did. So sorry, DG. This is Archansky. See ya.